This new treatment, TF-CBT for short, was initiated in July of 2015, and it focuses on treating children who've been victimized by sexual abuse, physical abuse, or have been involved in family domestic violence. Ginger Meyer is a licensed clinical social worker and the director of the Children's Medical and Mental Health Resource Network at the SIU School of Medicine. And she stresses the importance of treating the mind as well as the body.
In order to start healing, mental health is really, really important. So we're bringing together all the mental health providers within Southern Illinois to learn how to treat those children with evidence-based practices, and that's what this is.
Meyer says this treatment is a group effort and serves nearly two dozen families.
This is a trauma-focused system of care learning collaborative. So we have clinicians, supervisors, administrators, and then the brokers of service. And those people are DCFS, law enforcement, child advocates, social workers.
Since Illinois is approaching the end of a full year without a budget and in danger of starting a second, it's worth noting how many players stepped up to fund this collaborative.
The Pichard Foundation for Abused Children, they actually provided us with a $100,000 grant. It was a matching grant. So SIU School of Medicine, the Rural Health Initiative grant, was another piece of the grant so that we could make the network happen. We also had $20,000 from our other partner agencies, which is about 19 teams of human service organizations throughout Southern Illinois.
In addition to the healthcare partners who attended Tuesday's event, a Southern Illinois mother was at the gathering. She was there to tell the story of her young daughter who had been sexually abused by the daughter's best friend. And the mother agreed to talk with WSIU Radio about the experience.
What was the one moment or event that made you change your mind and go to this new therapy?
Just the reaction from my daughter with the nightmares and her just behavioral changes or for the negative.
So was it amazing and surprising with your daughter that she not only is helping herself but reaching out to you and her friends?
Yes, absolutely. She is just a ray of sunshine in everyone's lives, and all she ever wants to do is make everybody happy. So for her to come forward and pass on what she's learned from a same-age person with same-age person, I think it's easier for kids to cope when they're hearing it from one of their friends as far as the help.
What does she want to be when she grows up?
A veterinarian.
And what advice is there for other parents?
I would say that think of it as your number one priority is making sure that they stay as constant in their behaviors as possible. So when you see a rapid change like that, I would start asking questions.
And after hearing this inspiring story, longtime child advocate Glenn Pichard was visibly moved.
Well, it makes us feel wonderful because, you know, her story about her own child just brings it home to us about how this trauma counseling can be so effective.
For WSIU Radio News, I'm Kevin Boucher.